staring into here as well.
Bill, give me a couple comments about Mark Barron through two regular season games.
Very encouraging and very exciting about how good of a player he's going to eventually be. He's already shown flashes. You know, he's got great range on the back end. He's obviously very physical when he gets there. He has the ability to play the ball at the reception point. So we couldn't be more excited about a guy that we've brought in the draft.
He's built intangibles.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, like a lot of the players here, they're getting used to the work habits that we expect out of them on a daily basis. So, but he's a great character kid, and he's doing an excellent job in that area as well.
Bill, what's not happening when you guys play, one high safety and they throw the ball outside the numbers and giving up a lot of, obviously, and all due respect to Eli Manning, not taking it away from him, but what do you have to correct, and will you continue to do that as much? Or?
Well, when you give up the amount of yards we did the other day, it makes you rethink a lot of stuff. But by the same token, in order to pressure, most of the time you're going to be in one form of a one high. And, our players realize that it's never one thing. If it was, you'd correct it. But I know our front takes a lot of responsibility for being accountable in regards to putting pressure on the quarterback. And, however you want to define pressure, their quarterback handled it well enough and was able to get the ball off before we could knock him down. So the bottom line is we didn't affect him enough, and that puts a lot of stress on the corners when you're not playing two deep safeties. But we do mix it up, and we'll continue, and you try to you pressure strategically, just randomly throw pressures out there. You try to anticipate the protections you're going to get, and you game plan that way, and you mix it up based on your down and distance so that they don't have tendencies on you. But there's no doubt it's stressful for the corners, especially with the skill level that you see every week from the wide receivers. But it's an 11-man play when something like that happens. And so we just talked about it this morning as we started installing our game plan for Dallas that, the front seven is equally as responsible for those things. And they understand that it's not an easy task to be out there playing on an island, 3, 4, 5 seconds into a down. So when we call pressures, we expect guys to execute it, get on the edge of the blockers and affect the quarterback. And their quarterback handled it better than we were able to put pressure on them the other day.
How taxed was this defense in the second half there? The fact that you guys were constantly on the field and the offense was unable to sustain drives for long periods of time.
Well, I don't know if we view it that way. We're so busy trying to stop the guys we're playing against. But in hindsight, after the fact, we played nearly 80 snaps, which is obviously on the high end for an NFL game. You're normally in the 60 range. So just playing an extra 20 snaps in a game. And our guys play hard, and they did play hard. So, yeah, they were definitely spent after the game.
Coach, what were the Giants' offensive line able to do to neutralize your front four primarily to where you felt you needed to bring pressure off, the corners and things like that? I mean, they had some banged up guys. I mean, do you think your defensive line should have and could have played better?
Well, I think we've talked about some of this too. I think some of the things we could have done to help our D linemen out is just give them an opportunity to be more conventional straight rush. We try to game quite a bit, thinking that would be a good run pass mix because on the early downs they had run the ball a certain percentage out of three wide receivers. And obviously as the game wore on, they felt they were having success throwing the ball and it turned into a passing fest. But, their offensive line did a decent job. But I think, again, our D-line, they probably would have liked to have had a chance to just straight rush more and not twist and gain quite as much. I think they probably would have felt they had more success. And in hindsight, shoulda, woulda, coulda, we probably could have called maybe another half dozen snaps where we were just – straight rushing the four guys and not twisting and gaming as much as we went into planning to do it.
And you do that, you say you did that primarily to kind of work against the run?
It's an either or, especially if you're playing too deep where you don't really outnumber them in the box. If you mix your front up a little bit, if they do hand the ball off, you got a better chance to get the ball, slow down a little bit as opposed to just letting your four guys scream up the field and then they crease a run on you and you're not outnumbering them because you're playing too deep, So it's a combination of scheme and strategy that way. But, going into the game, they had a good mix of run and pass with their three wide receiver grouping, and that didn't show itself as the game wore on because they were having success throw the ball and they primarily were throwing it, he threw it 50 times.
You Eli is primarily going to be in the pocket, or at least you know that he's not much of a scrambler anyway. But with Romo, talk about the challenges he creates by extending the plays.
I mentioned to our guys this morning, you know, he's not like Cam Newton, like from a running standpoint. You know, he's going to move around to try to throw the ball down the field, and they make a whole lot of what we call shot or down the field passes with him moving around. And he's always done that, you know, in all the years I was in New York. You know, we played him twice a year, so he's definitely a nightmare because you want to put pressure on him, and yet you have to corral him, you know, and sometimes those things are hard to do in the same down. And yet we're definitely going to pressure him. You know, we don't want him to feel comfortable back there, but we have to have a mindset too that at least we're boxing him in so he doesn't have a chance to get on the perimeter and extend the play and let the receivers abort their routes and turn into a freelance, you know, backyard football, because he loves to do that. He's very, you know, he's Brett Favre-like in that way. Yeah.
Bill, was Adrian Claiborne not at practice today? We didn't see him out there.
I think he had something to do with a family issue. Yeah, and I don't really know the details of that. But, yeah, he had, a family emergency.
Anything else? Thank you.
Can we go through that?